Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This evening's show is going to be joyous, and we'll also celebrate the birthday of Ivan Carroll. We'll spend some time down on the farm and take some guesses. Last week, May 12th, marked the birth in 1861 in Liege, Belgium, of Félix-Marie-Henri Tilken. You may know him better by his pen name, Ivan Carroll, C-A-R-Y-L-L. Then again, maybe not, even though he composed or contributed to about 40 musical comedies and operettas, the first of which was Lily of Léoville in 1886. His first big success was The Shop Girl in 1894, which ran for 546 performances at the Gaiety Theatre in London. He composed the music for almost all of the musical comedies at the Gaiety over the next decade, but his output also included songs, dances, and salon pieces for his own light orchestra. Carroll relocated to New York in 1911 and composed more than a dozen musicals, becoming known as Fabulous Felix. He died in New York on November 29, 1921, at age 60. Here are three from Ivan Carroll. Thank you. The musical extravaganza Tip Top opened on Broadway at the Globe Theater on October 5, 1920, and ran for 246 performances. The two acts take place in a courtroom, the school, the Red Canyon, at the beach, and in Melodyville and the Land of Heart's Desire. It sounds like a fun show given the characters, who include Lawyer Pussyfoot, Charles Youngcat, Lizzie Cowface, Fairies Caprice and Justicia, Tipton Topping, and Miss Puff. The music was composed by Ivan Carroll, and we heard a medley from Tip Top, Wonderful Girl, Wonderful Boy, and The Girl I Never Met, played by the Six Brown Brothers. That Victor 78 was made on November 22, 1920, just after the show opened. Before that, it was Beautiful Lady, a waltz from Carroll's successful 1911 musical comedy, The Pink Lady, where it was sung by Pauline and Sir Paulette. We heard the tune played by the Troubadours, directed by Nat Shilkret on September 5, 1929. The Pink Lady opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on March 13, 1911, and ran for 312 performances, and after a brief run in London, it returned to the New Amsterdam for another 24 shows, after which it went on tour. We started our tribute to Ivan Carroll with Joseph C. Smith's orchestra on December 16, 1918, and a medley from The Girl Behind the Gun, which opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on September 16, 1918, and ran to February 1st of the following year. The tunes were The Girl Behind the Gun, Someday Waiting Will End, and The Girl Behind the Man Behind the Gun. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I played Chili Blues by Rodney Rogers' Red Peppers, and I mentioned that they also recorded Meilenberg Joys. Well, here it is to start off a joyous segment. Thank you.
compare anywhere with sweet little sis. How I wish that I could find someone half as true. She's the kind I have in mind, no one else will do. Oh, what a joy for some boy is sweet little sis. With my pipe, she's the type that holds a world of bliss. I can see her image there when I blow smoke rings in the air. Oh, what a girl, like a pearl, is my sweet little sis.
We started off that joyful set with Rodney Rogers' Red Peppers and a sizzling rendition of the New Orleans jazz classic Mylenburg Joys. That Brunswick record was made in Chicago on October 14, 1927. Last week I said that Rogers was spelled with a D, but in fact it's Rodney Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. Next it was Lou Gold and his orchestra and Joy Bells with a hyphen, joy-bells, being bells rung on a festive occasion. The vocalist on that August 17, 1927 Harmony 78 was Irving Kaufman. There was a 1919 musical review titled Joy Bells, staged at the London Hippodrome, which included a song called Joy Bells. But this Joy Bells was written by Cliff Friend and Joseph H. Santley, and was also recorded a week later by Von DeLeith, and in December by Franklin Bauer. For a couple of weeks in August of 1928, an OK Field recording unit was in Atlanta, Georgia, and one of the groups they recorded was the North Carolina Hawaiians. Nothing is known about the personnel, but on Tuesday, August 7th, they cut six sides, all of which were issued. We heard one of them, Soldier's Joy, apparently a country folk tune, which was also recorded by fiddlin' John Carson, Zeb Harrelson and M.B. Paget, the Blue Ridge Highballers, and Ged Tanner and the Skillet Lickers. We finished up with Guy Clark, almost certainly a pseudonym, backed by a Grey Gull studio band, around June of 1929 with Sweet Little Sis. And you gotta love that accordion solo at the end. So what does Sweet Little Sis have to do with joy? Well, on the Grey Gull label, the band was credited as the Atlanta Merrymakers, on the Van Dyke label as the Jazzipators, but on the Madison label, they were the Joy Dispensers. There's a scene in Laurel and Hardy's 1932 Academy Award-winning short, The Music Box, where, as they often did, the boys get their hats mixed up, and Ollie asks Stan,
"Where'd you get the hat?"
Well, here's George Olson in his music to ask, "Where'd you get those eyes?"
Thank you. you get those lips? Where'd you get those dimples, honey? Where'd you get that smile so sunny? Those teeth of pearl, those rosy cheeks. I've been in love for weeks and weeks. How'd you grow so sweet? How'd you grow so nice? Where'd you get that new blue bonnet with the do-do-do-do-do's on it? Please make me happy and put me wise. Where'd you get those great big eyes?
Then every man was put to work, and that was called a trade.
Whatever trade a man worked at, that was the name he took.
A man who fished was Mr. Fish, and a man who cooked was Cook.
Say, Bill, I wonder what the studio manager's name is.
Don't you know his name?
No, what is his name?
Andrew.
Andrew?
Yes, let's tell him how he got his name.
All right.
Where did you get that name? Where did you get that name? Andrew. Andrew, we'll tell you how you got your name.
There was a man who had some dough, 'twas in a savings bank.
One day got married to a girl who was an awful crank.
She wanted this and wanted that, and diamond bracelets too.
So he went to the bank each day.
Andrew, Andrew, Andrew.
Ooh, boys, how did I get my name?
Well, little girl, what is your name?
Adeline.
Adeline. Well, we'll tell you how you got your name.
Yes, we'll tell you, little girl.
Where did you get that name? Where did you get that name? Adeline, Adeline, we'll tell you how you got your name.
A girl began to write a note to one of her sweet boys.
She wrote about her tonsils and about her adenoids.
She started in at 6 o'clock and finished it at 9.
And the reason why she took so long,
she'd always Adeline.
You know, Adeline told me that she was in love with a man named Schwartz.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Well, we'll tell Mr. Schwartz how he got his name.
All right.
Where did you get that name? Where did you get that name? Mr. Schwartz, Mr. Schwartz, we'll tell you how you got your name.
There was a girl who always said shh, shh all the time.
She'd shh, shh now and shh, shh then, just like an old engine.
She met a man who on his nose he had a dozen warts.
He took her shh, she took his warts.
And now they're both called Schwartz.
You know, Adeline has a sister named Alice.
Alice?
Yes.
Maybe Alice would like to know how she got her name.
Well, let's tell her.
Yes.
Where did you get that name? Where did you get that name? Alice, Alice, we'll tell you how you got your name.
A German man got married to a lovely German girl.
As every year went by, they brought a girl into this world.
When they had 9, the poor wife said, oh, we must stop somehow.
And when the 10th one came, they said,
doth is Alice now. That's how they got their names.
Honey dear, something's wrong with you, I fear. It's getting harder to please you every year. I don't want to make you blue, but you need a talking to. Like a lot of people I know, is what's wrong with you. After you get what you want, you don't want it. If I gave you the moon, you'd grow tired of it soon.
You're like a baby. You want what you want when you want it. But after you are presented with what you want, you're discontented. You're always wishing and wanting for something. When you get what you want, you don't want what you get. And though you sit upon my knee, you grow tired of me. 'Cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all. Don't you say that I'm unkind. Think it over and you'll find you've got a changeable nature. You're always changing your mind. There's a longing in your eyes that is hard to satisfy. You're unhappy most of the time is the reason why. After you get what you want, you don't want it. If I gave you the moon, you'd grow tired of it soon. You're like a baby. You want what you want when you want it. But after you are presented with what you want, you're discontented. You're always wishing and wanting for something. When you get what you want, you don't want what you get. And though you sit upon my knee, you grow tired of me. 'Cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all.
I don't really have a name for that segment, but we started off courtesy of listener Rich in Illinois with George Olsen and his music with Where'd You Get Those Eyes? The vocalist on that July 16, 1926 Victor recording was Fran Fry, and Where'd You Get Those Eyes was written by Walter Donaldson. Next, it was the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, with the musical question, Where'd You Get That Name? From October 31, 1928. Dave Kaplan provided the piano accompaniment, and Where'd You Get That Name was composed by Lou Klein, with the lyric by Bob Miller. Klein and Miller each wrote lyrics to lots of songs, including Klein's Song of the Old Ding Dong, and The Little Good for Nothing's Good for Something After All, and Miller's The Big-Mouthed Elephant and The Long-Eared Mule. I need to find their dates of birth so we can spotlight each of them. We finished up with baritone Gus Van and Joe Skank, the tenor in the duo of Van and Skank, with Irving Berlin's After You Get What You Want, You Don't Want It. That Columbia 78 is from April 19, 1920. This song was revised by Marilyn Monroe in the 1954 20th Century Fox picture There's No Business Like Show Business, and more recently by Kathy Breyer with Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks in the soundtrack of Season 2, Episode 1 of Boardwalk Empire. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Today, May 15th, marks the establishment all the way back in 1862 by President Abraham Lincoln of what would become the United States Department of Agriculture, or the USDA. Lincoln was born on a farm and worked as a farmhand and so had a passion for cultivating land and producing successful harvests. When nominated for the presidency, agriculture was a high priority in his political platform, and the USDA, which Lincoln called the People's Department, had four objectives, including collecting agricultural data, introducing new plants and animals, testing agricultural equipment, analyzing soil and plants, and establishing an agricultural library and museum. So to commemorate the USDA, we're going to take a musical visit to the farm, beginning with Arthur Lang and his orchestra. Thank you.
a song sung and played by band. We will try to show you how it sounds in foreign lands. First we went to Ireland, it was quite a treat to hear them sing the hey hey song as they walked down the street. Oh, the Lord away, hey, hey. He never would get loaded until Saturday. He stopped in every bar and down the Dublin Dame. That's why he took another load away. Then we went to Honolulu, where a jolly tar sang this chorus while his sweetheart played a steel guitar. Old Farmer Gray, one summer day, he sailed to Honolulu Bay. He spent his pay, he was no jay, he took a China, you should hear those voices ring. It sounded like a dogfight when those chinks began to sing.
Bami, one lung. Bami, two lung. Like a drink of scotchy on the day.
Ungayamaga.
Low ball, high ball, form and break the eyeball. Bami, take another load away.
Oh, sang, tungayamo.
Then we went to Palestine, one thing we must say. The way those Jewish people sang, it surely sounded great.
Oi, the farmer.
Oh, the pretty little farmer.
Oi, the farmer.
Oh, the lovely little farmer.
Took another load away.
Oi, wish him a mazel tov.
Hey.
Took a trip to Italy and say it made us scream and those Italians started into play.
The farmer
took a load away. Farmer push a load of hay. He sing a una, two, a three, a quattro, a cinque. What do you say? Yamma farmer took another load away. Hey! After we got off the boat, all our friends yelled hey. Sing that hay song as they sing it in the USA. Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey,
he made a lot of moonshine so the people say. Hey, Farmer Gray took a load away. While it wasn't hay, took another load away.
I'm a Hoosier who's blue through and through, and sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down Indiana way.
Don Bester and his orchestra on May 24, 1934, with In a Little Red Barn on a Farm Down in Indiana, written by Joe Young, Gene Schwartz, and Milton Eger, and the vocalist there was Neil Buckley. In a Little Red Barn contains musical references to Back Home Again in Indiana and On the Banks of the Wabash, and was a very popular song on the radio and in films into the 1950s. Before that, from an unissued Edison record, it was Arthur Hall and John Ryan with Farmer Gray's Trip Around the World, recorded January 29, 1926. Edgar Leslie, Charles O'Flynn, and Larry Vincent wrote Farmer Gray's Trip Around the World in 1925, for which there's published sheet music, but there's also a January 25, 1926 copyright for the words and music to Farmer Gray's Trip Around the World by Billy Stone. That was preceded by the Green Brothers novelty band with Down on the Farm from Edison 50926, committed to Wax on July 9, 1923. This Down on the Farm, there were apparently several others, was written by Billy Dale, Charles Parrott, Jimmy Adams, and Harry Harrison. And we started our tribute to the USDA with Arthur Lang and his orchestra with Fun on the Farm from a Cameo 78 made July 30, 1924. Fun on the Farm was written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Fred Allert. For no particular reason whatsoever, this final segment is all about guesses. I'm not sure if we're going to have time for three guesses, but we'll see. Here's Dick Robertson.
Guesses, who do I love? Three guesses, heavens above. It should be easy as pie. Who's got those kisses that satisfy? Come on now, three guesses. Whose pretty eyes make cloudy skies turn blue? You don't need three guesses, not even two. It's nobody but you. Heavens above, it should be easy as pie. Who's got those kisses that satisfy? Come on now, three guesses. Whose pretty eyes make cloudy skies turn blue? You You don't need three guesses, not even two. It's no nobody but you.
We started off this guessing set with Dick Robertson and his orchestra, with Dick Robertson himself providing the vocal on Three Guesses from May 20th, 1932. Three Guesses was written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt. That was followed by the Carolina Club Orchestra on February 7th, 1929, which you might think would be the Hal Kemp Orchestra, but is in the opinion of John Leifert to be the Paul Specht Orchestra with Guess Who? This is from a Harmony 78, and part of the reason John believes it's Paul Specht is that most, if not all, of the 1928-29 Carolina Club Orchestra recordings on Harmony are by the Paul Specht Orchestra. The vocalist was Arthur Fields. And I'm afraid that despite what Dick Robertson said, we only had time for those two guesses, not three guesses. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶
Mm-hmm.